Mm-hmm.
You'd put the big plank up
mm-hmm.
For the siding,
mm-hmm.
and then wherever there's a crack, why, you'd put a strip down over that crack.
Mm-hmm.
That is a clapboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shingles. Are,
mm-hmm.
That's the difference. In it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So that was, and the clapboarding mm-hmm. always went up on the.
Well, sometimes they'd put it on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fix
mm-hmm.
it that way, and sometimes they'd put it on the wall.
And so then they'd do it that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really interesting. Well, I believe you said that you had a smokehouse.
Yes.
That you'd have out back. Well, what other kinds of little buildings would you have out around the house?
Well, they had.
And sometimes you said the kitchen, I think, too, would be built
yes.
off from there.
There's quite a few of them built off from the house, just a few steps. But let's see, they'd have a little granary out there to catch
mm-hmm.
the,
mm-hmm.
put the grain in
mm-hmm.
after they'd cut the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And the barn, I guess that is.
Hen house. And
yeah, it had a hen house.
Toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody then had a little outdoor.
Yeah.
What did they call those privies or what did they
privy.
Call privy, is that what they
that's what they call it.
Yeah. I thought I'd heard my mother say that, but I wasn't
yeah.
sure. I thought that's what that was what they usually called them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That was, I can remember just barely when my grandmother's house there in Marshall, where Mama and Emma
mm-hmm.
live now, I just barely remember going out there. You know, I always thought that was just amazing. You know,
yeah.
That was the, you know, because in my lifetime where we lived in Dalton,
mm-hmm.
there was always indoors. You know, but
yeah.
but they never did build one until way later years. You know,
mm-hmm.
there, and I just barely remember that. But I didn't remember what they called it. I couldn't. Did they have a place to store corn?
Yes.
With the
they'd call it a crib.
Uh huh.
And sometimes it was built off from the barn, main
uh-huh.
barn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a big old log pen. They'd
mm-hmm.
cut these logs
mm-hmm.
and then lay them across one another.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cut a little trench in each one so it'd stay
mm-hmm.
together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put their corn in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, well, they got to putting the crib in with the barn under
mm-hmm.
the same roof.
Mm-hmm. Well, now in the barn, the upper part of the barn where you might store your hay
mm-hmm.
would be called a
barn loft.
Uh-huh. And then if you had more hay than you could get into the barn, how would you keep it outside? To
stack it around the pole. Just make a big high stack as
mm-hmm.
high as this house or
mm-hmm.
high.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever help with any of that kind of stuff, or was that just the men mostly, I guess?
No, I worked with them quite a lot out in the field, but not in, when they had so much hay and we was doing that,
mm-hmm.
well, I was usually in the house cooking dinner for
yeah.
the hay.
Well, now, when
so.
When they were stacking this up, like you were telling
mm-hmm.
me with the, on the
mm-hmm.
pole, how would they keep it from getting all wet and everything?
Well, it would settle.
Uh-huh.
And back then, the raised orchard grass and Timothy a lot.
Uh-huh.
And
we called them ricks of hay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
uh-huh.
yeah, you could stack them without the poles and make a long
yeah.
rick. As
long
as
now, stuff. That would be without the pole, you'd
yes.
call it,
yes.
with
yeah.
the rick. What would you call it with the pole?
Well, I call it a stack.
Haystack.
Just a haystack. That's
yeah.
the difference then. One would
mm-hmm.
have a pole.
In the haystack.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would keep it from getting soaking with water? I was wondering if
well,
you could keep it.
This settles down.
Uh-huh.
It'll get wet 3 or 4 inches deep.
Oh,
and
I see.
Dry under there.
I see.
That shed that water off.
Uh huh. That sheds off.
There's not too much of it damaged to what
well,
the stump
you've probably seen
uh-huh.
this. They've got where they bale this hay, some of it are round bales, and the farmers
well,
will let it lay out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll damage some, but I really don't go for that. I'd rather have the hay in the
we passed a place, I don't know, it's been a few weeks back, and it was big bales. I guess they's that high, they standing up. And just great big things, bales of hay.
I've never seen any like that.
And you could, when in hauling them in, why, you could get 3 or 4 or 5 maybe on a load. That's all you could haul.
That's amazing.
And they said they didn't get wet very far.
Yeah, they'd be so dense, I guess.